And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is love yourself. We see that so many of you do not truly love yourself. We see there is often lack of compassion and kindness and gentleness and forgiveness for the self. You do these things much more easily for those in your lives, but for yourself, you are often harsh and cruel and uncompromising. This is where we ask you to focus your attention this week. Become aware of the voices within that are critical, judgmental, are picking at you and tugging you back, degrading you. All of the cacophony of voices that join in to say to you, you are not okay, you are not lovable, you are not what you could be and should be. This is a key, dear ones. When you are hearing these voices, they are not from God. God created you. God sees you as its beautiful expression, pure, divine, joyful, spontaneous, generous, and it goes on and on. It is an infinite array of qualities that have been brought to the absolute expression of you, unique and special you. Can you recognize this and embrace this, your beauty, your sovereignty, your being, the light of God? If you would do this, your life would be transformed. You would relate to life with love, with kindness, compassion, joy, as opposed to with fear, with anxiety, with worry, with criticism and judgment. It is like flipping the switch or putting on a new pair of glasses that are not fogged up or cracked and broken, but clear, clear as a bell, for you to see first and foremost how beloved you are to life, to the universe. This is the ultimate truth. This is the truth. Any other voices or impressions that come into your consciousness about how you are less than and you will never make it and life is such a struggle and it is going by and you are losing your grasp on things. It goes on and on, these voices, but we ask you, when this occurs, to first have the awareness that these voices are happening. They are not the truth. They may have come from family members, from your community, your society, culture, religion. It does not matter where they came from. If they are not the truth, you dismiss them with courage and sureness that they are lies. It is important to do this, to see that they are not you, because you often feel that these are truths within your being. They are not the truth, period. When you have the awareness, you say, hold it right there. And you pause, and you breathe, and you come back home to your center. This is where God and your spirit reside. And you ask, where is this voice coming from? Is it the truth? What is the truth? These are very simple questions. And what you might find is that one voice is from a parent, another voice is from a Sunday school teacher, another voice is from a high school coach. It does not matter. But for you to be aware that it did not originate with you, it originated outside of you and not with God. Loving yourself is the starting point, always. We ask you to have your awareness this week by asking the question, when you become upended or distraught or irritated or agitated, ask the question, am I loving myself? Am I being loving to myself? Ask the questions about where the voices of irritation, agitation, upheaval are coming from. Do this good work. We will call it homework, actually, because it is about you learning more and more about your true being according to God, your true nature, to celebrate, to love, to express. This is why you are here. Go forward with this week, and we see that it will open up this practice, greater and greater awareness and understanding of yourself and of your true being. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.